In episode 44 of the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast, we're going to talk about what will blogging be like in 5 years or the future. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast, where we help you start and grow a successful blog. And now your host, Andre Vaughn. We put together a resource page for a lot of the things that we don't talk about in our episodes. Make sure you check that out. It has things such as ebooks, audiobooks, which are for sale. Also, it has things with different affiliate links that helps us pay the bill. So make sure you check this out. It's at nicheblogging.com/resources. That's nicheblogging.com/resources. Okay, I'm going to play the role of a fortune teller. I'm going to put this gypsy thing around my head and go right at it. What will blogging be like in 5 years or in the future? Okay, here's what I'm seeing. The one big thing that I'm seeing in blogging is the rise of artificial intelligence. I am seeing a lot of AI-generated content, a lot of AI tools. I'm seeing a lot of AI tools. And anything to write content easier if it's on par with Google search, if they're not really getting mad about it or like it's cheating or something like that, which I don't think they do. There's a lot of AI content on the internet. Will it take over blogging? I'm sure at some point you'll see more and more of it in the future. I remember back in sometime in 2020, I can't forget, there was a student that created an entire blog using AI. I believe he had a whole bunch of blogs, like within a whole bunch of traffic to the blog within like 2 weeks or something. I can't remember his name, but I definitely remember coming across that. The rise of artificial intelligence. I'm seeing a lot of different AI tools, and you're going to see more of that, and you're going to see more of that type of content created, of course. Another thing I'm paying attention to, the future of blogging, I'm paying attention to guest blogging. I'm expecting to see a lot more guest blogging also. And the reason for that is because when you are guest blogging, Google sees that as a thumbs up. When your content or the link, if you're linking back from an article on your website to another blog that you've guest posted on, they're giving a thumbs up to that. And you're going to see more and more and more of that. And that's a good thing. Another thing that I'm seeing in the future that bodes well for the future, I think there's going to be a lot more focus on user experiences, a lot more focus on UX. And you're going to need a lot of that too, especially dealing with mobile sites. We are in a mobile world now where much of the traffic that's going to come from, is going to come to and from your blog is going to be on a mobile device. The user experiences are going to have to be better. Your site is going to have to be fast and a lot of other different things also. That's definitely not changing. Google is always trying to up that part of the whole blogging experience, of the whole website experience, by creating a better experience for a user to come to a site. Another thing that I'm seeing is the rise of voice search. Even if you go straight to the google.com, you'll see a little thing about voice search. You'll see the little microphone icon when it comes to voice search. So you can actually voice search something right there on Google. And then obviously the Amazon products and things of that nature. You'll be able to find blogs and what have you on voice search. You'll probably see a lot more of those type of plugins on blogs. Also, voice search on blogs. That's not out the question. Saw something where it said 27% of people worldwide were using voice search on mobile. And that was like back in, I know that was before the pandemic, so around 2018 or so. And it says 118 million people in the U.S. used a voice assistant at least monthly back in 2019. I saw that somewhere also. And a few things you're going to have to do, you're going to have to optimize your phrases rather than keywords, doing things like optimizing your site for local searches, optimizing your site for mobile phones. When it's mobile friendly, it's going to load quicker, no question about it. And the other thing that I'm seeing is the last thing I want to talk about is the popularity of ad blockers. You know, with all the different updates with the things that Facebook and all the people in the app stores had to go through because of the iOS updates, you're going to see a lot of ad blockers. And you're going to have to overcome the effects of those ad blockers because it's going to affect your blog revenue. You have to do things like diversify your income sources, things such as, you know, ask to be whitelisted. You can ask your visitors to disable their ad blockers when visiting your site and things like that. That's definitely going to be a thing here in the next 5 years and into the future of blogging. Make sure that you tap in with us in our private Facebook group at nichebloggingtips.com/group. Also, our YouTube channel at YouTube at nichebloggingtips.com/YouTube. Show notes on this episode, nichebloggingtips.com/episode number 44. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode of the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast. Thank you. The thought of having a blog is so important, especially when you're new. But just like a lot of new bloggers, you get stuck in a lot of different places because you're getting all this information from all these different places, all these different bloggers or whatnot. But what we did was we put together a free mini course. We call it the 5-day blogging mini retreat is what we call it. And you can get that at nichebloggingtips.com, anywhere on the website, nichebloggingtips.com. Sign up for our 5-day blogging mini retreat. It's a free mini course, a free 5-day blogging mini retreat. Check it out at nichebloggingtips.com. Thanks for listening to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast at www.nichebloggingtips.com.